Good evening, and welcome once again to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Shimai, Le'ilui Nishmas, Elio Chaim ben Harav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe, Le'ilui Nishmas Gittel Basarav Eliezer Manoach. With apologies for last week to technical difficulties, didn't allow the program to come through. I'd like to offer a title for this week's talk, and the title is "Why Only a Safety Pin Rather Than an $8,000 Commission?" And what I'm referring to is an episode that an individual who this Shabbos, I believe it was, came over and told me the following story. He was davening in a shul one morning during the week, and his phone died, and he needed a safety pin to start it up again. And there's a young boy standing next to him, and he says, "Hey, you got a safety pin, maybe?" And the kid says, "Yeah, I do." He gives him a safety pin, whatever. But he says, "Why do you have a safety pin? Like, you know, it's not a usual thing that a young kid your age carries around." So he says, "I don't know." He says, "I saw a safety pin lying around the house this morning. I just almost impulsively picked it up, put it in my pocket." And sure enough, this is what happened. The Hashgacha Pratis was obvious. This is, who is he standing next to? The guy with a safety pin. Why does he have a safety pin? Just because he happened to see it, you know. Very interesting, very beautiful, minimally significant in the broader picture of things. But, okay, fine. A day or two later, this same individual who's in business had a deal where he was supposed to make an $8,000 commission, and the last minute, everything fell through. So he asked the question, he says, "Why is it that he gave me the safety pin and denied me the $8,000 commission? Frankly, I would have appreciated had he given me the $8,000 commission, and if I wouldn't have had a safety pin, I would have been able to manage." And so I told him with the following preface: we really don't know the answer to such questions. We don't know the answer to any of the questions in any definitive way. But we are supposed to and allowed to and even supposed to attempt to understand messages that we're getting. And through them, if one to analyze one's actions and to try to improve. So I told him maybe possible. You know, it could be that here you have this Hashgacha Pratis. And you, of course, noticed it, you said it over, but maybe you didn't fully appreciate it. Maybe it was an opportunity to grow in your bitochen in Hashem, in your appreciation of His involvement in our lives and detailed and even the minute details of our lives. And maybe you didn't focus on it enough and appreciate it enough and use it as a stepping stone to come closer to Hashem and to have more confidence in Hashem. And maybe, had you done so, you would have been zeichet to that $8,000 commission. But here you had an opportunity, a real opportunity to elevate yourself to a level which could have entitled you to that commission, and you didn't take care of it. So it's like, You didn't take advantage of the opportunity provided. Okay, conjecture, maybe yes, maybe no. But I saw a Rebbe Kivager. Rebbe Kivager writes the following. He says that he learns Pshat and the Pesuk and Mishlei like that, and he says the following. He says that when Hashem does a chesed for us, if we express our hakoras hatoyv, our appreciation, we thank him, we praise him, we recognize, we declare our recognition of the fact that this is a special chesed of Hashem, and we seal that, Hakaras HaTov, he says, that even to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an incentive, kaviyocho, but he, because of that, okay, now I'll give you further. You talk to appreciate the chesed I do, I'll give you more chesed. But if, he says, we don't express that appreciation, we lack somewhat in that appreciation of the chesed he does, then it inhibits the system of giving us more, maybe for the reason I suggested, because he had this opportunity, or maybe there's some other system at work. But he says that is such a mitzvah, that when I do express my appreciation, then Hashem grants me more. When I don't, then I limit the amount that I can get. And he says it's really parallel to the situation with human beings. If someone gives you something and you express your appreciation, he's motivated to give you more. It's on a different level, of course, and it's hard to make such comparisons, but if he gives you and you don't appreciate it and you don't express any recognition, so why should I bother giving you any more? You don't appreciate it anyway. In a sense, it's almost as if I didn't even accomplish anything by giving it to you because you don't really have any appreciation for it. And I believe, and I have it isn't a question of thanking him. You know, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that tefila is supposed to be derech tachanunim, says in the Keser Rosh. It's not derech chidor. We're not thanking Hashem, and therefore I would say that even the moedim that we say is more an expression of admission, recognition. You know, shatu Hashem elokeinu elokeinu yisrael tzur chayinu, this is what you want. And it's a statement of recognition, a statement of praise, rather than a statement of thank you. Hashem doesn't need our thank you. Hashem wants us to, through our praises, recognize that it comes from Him. So we elevate ourselves in that process. And with the elevated status that I have, I now become worthy of achieving more and more of His hatova. And that would seem to be the idea. It's not about thanking, but it's just about appreciating. And the truth of the matter is, if we don't appreciate, then what is he doing? I want to give you something you should enjoy. Well, if you don't appreciate it, you're not really enjoying it. The Chuzri says that the reason the Chachomim were mesakin the birchas ha'anin is to enhance our pleasure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to enjoy. He wants us to enjoy. And so the more we enjoy from him, the more that we come close to him and we elevate ourselves. But he wants to enhance the enjoyment. So the bracha, you're thanking Hashem. This comes from Hashem. This is the gift. It's not to be taken for granted. That enhances our ability to enjoy it. We don't take it for granted. We appreciate that this is something special, and therefore we can have more hanor, and through that develop even a greater connection and appreciation of everything that Hashem does for us. The truth of the matter is that this expression of appreciation has another effect. The Ralbag says that by the Shira, the Te'elius, he says that if they wouldn't have sung Shira after they came out of the Yamsuf, it would have allowed the Emunah that they achieved to diminish. They achieved the highest levels of Emunah. What the lowliest maidservant saw in the Yamsuf Yechezkel Anovi, in the greatest of his Nevuahs, did not see. But yet, had they not expressed the praise, the appreciation, the verbal and heartfelt connection with the miracles and the chesed that took place with the one who delivered these miracles and his chesed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without that praise, we lose the very recognition we would diminish. It doesn't say to lose it completely, but diminish the recognition that we have of the Nisim from Hashem, all because we didn't get it out in appreciation. And I think there's one more nekuda which should also be mentioned, and that is as follows. There's a well-known, the Kaf HaChaim brings a well-known maimer for Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi. He says when a person has a tzorah, and if he's makabel on himself, that when the tzorah will be alleviated, he's going to say nishmas in front of a minion. So he says, harbini tzoylu deras, so many people were saved with this. And I believe that the meaning of nishmas is very simple. When we need Hashem, we're calling and begging and begging and crying and we need. The only reason that we find that Hashem, well, I shouldn't say that the only, but one of the reasons that we find that Hashem may not want the listener to accept our tefillah is because then we're going to stop. It's all over. Lomar Sakura Emois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesaveh L'Tfilos Shel Tzadikim. The Emois had to wait many years till they had children because HaKadosh Baruch Hu craves their tefillah, not that he needs their tefillah. Doesn't do anything for him, but it elevates them. So he doesn't want to grant them sometimes because the opportunity to be elevated more and more and more, to come close to him and reach higher and higher levels of shleimus. So in a certain sense, sometimes the reason that we're not getting what we want to get is because then we'll stop. You know, we'll forget like this. We're banging at his door day and night, and like this, you know. All right, you say a chleis a halil, then a half a halil, then a oidu, then a shkoyach, and it's all over. So if we tell him, listen, that's not a shash with me. If you respond to my request and save me from my tzora, then I'm telling you, I will recite Nishmas, which declares that this is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Inu Finu Moli Shira Kayom Ein Anachnu Maspikim Lohidus, we can never thank you and praise you enough. And I will declare that in front of the minion, which will hopefully help that I will not forget. And it will make an indelible impression upon me. And therefore, that also becomes a schus to be able to achieve the things that we want in life. So we have to be very alert and sensitive to every chesed that Hashem grants us, even as slight as a safety pin. But that having been said, I'd just like to conclude with one little story. Remember many years ago, I was learning together with a young man who was becoming a Baal Teshuva. And we went a little bit over time, and he asked me to drive him to the railroad because he was going to miss the train. And as we were driving, we passed a stationery store, and he says if we could stop 1 minute, he has to get something he needs to work on the train. I said, oh, I remember my daughter asked me to get her a pen today, and I forgot all about it. Could you please let me go in? And sure, he went in, he got it, he brought it out. And I thought, I have here a special educational moment, a pedagogical moment, to teach this young becoming Baal Teshuva a lesson. I said, look at that. Look how Hashem takes care of even the smallest things. He says, he makes us go over time. And you ask me for a ride, and we go through this street, and we pass the stationery store, and it reminds you that you need to get something, which triggers my memory. And then my daughter now has her Ben Hashem, does so much for little things. And he looks at me incredulously, says, Rabbi, you don't get it. He says, Hashem doesn't take care of little things. To him, whether your daughter has a bet or not is very significant. And that's the way he looks at the whole world. And I would say, he's probably right. A pen is significant, and even a safety pen is significant. So let's take these significant acts of Hashem HaPotis and build on them and learn more and more to appreciate and to understand Hashem's chesed in the world. We should be zoicha to receive constantly and appreciate forever the chesed Hashem.